Everyone, welcome to episode 60 of My 123 Cents, the podcast. Thanks again for tuning in, downloading, sharing this week's show. We'll get to the interview in just a few minutes, but some notes. Of course, today, if you're listening on Monday, is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And in the spirit of Dr. King, I encourage you all to get out and do something nice for someone else who maybe isn't expecting it. Just remember the spirit of Dr. King, not just today, but any day when you can pay it forward or help someone who maybe isn't expecting it. It does a lot for that person, but it also does something for you, I think, as well. So that would be my advice for the day or for the week, whenever you are listening to this particular episode. And this episode is not so much focused on wrestling. The last 59 shows have been all wrestling all the time. This week's podcast is more about fitness, nutrition, getting into shape, but I am talking to a professional wrestler about all of this, Heath Hatton. I know him as Tyler Hatton as well now. He is a friend of mine. He's also a trainer at Gold's Gym, and early on in 2016, just a day or two into the new year, Tyler offered me some help in getting into shape. For years, Chad and I have blogged and talked about, me mostly, but Chad has as well, talked about Operation Find My Abs. And I think with Tyler's help this year, it's going to finally happen for me. And I know Chad has been working hard too with the DDP yoga and just doing some different things in parts unknown. So at WrestleMania, hopefully we'll be ready to go as American males. Chuckle, 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 just kidding. But we are working hard, you know, a couple of middle-aged guys trying to make some improvements in their lives. And I asked Tyler during the course of the interview, am I too old for this? And he answers the question. So he has a lot of good advice on working out, some fitness tips, as well as nutrition ideas and suggestions as well. So you can check the interview out here in just a couple of minutes. Of course, this is the week of the Royal Rumble. The Royal Rumble happening Sunday. Looking forward to it because this is the first time ever that the WWE Heavyweight Champion has gone into the Rumble defending his title. Roman Reigns, of course, it is 1 versus 29, and one of those ones happens to be Brock Lesnar. That's an interesting development. And we'll have to kind of wait and see because as of right now, there are only, I think the last time I checked was just a little bit ago, I think there are 13 or 14 names confirmed on WWE.com. Of course, as you're listening to this, more names will be added. But Brock Lesnar and, of course, Roman Reigns, who is defending the two big names right now as a part of that Royal Rumble. And there's all kinds of speculation as to who's going to win, what's going to happen. I personally want to see Roman Reigns walk out as the heavyweight champion. I do admit, though, that that kind of brings a conundrum into going into WrestleMania because, in my opinion, and I think Chad's as well, as we've talked about in previous episodes, there's been very little buildup of anyone to face Roman Reigns at WrestleMania as far as the heel goes. I don't know who you would put in there against Reigns, unless you do a Brock Lesnar rematch from last year's WrestleMania, but I don't necessarily want to see that. I think that there is speculation going around too that Kevin Owens and Brock Lesnar will face off at WrestleMania. I could see Owens somehow costing Lesnar in the Rumble match itself, causing his elimination and setting up a feud with Kevin Owens. I would personally like to then see maybe after WrestleMania, the post-WrestleMania feud be Kevin Owens versus Roman Reigns for the championship and have Lesnar and Owens face off at WrestleMania this year. Time will tell, obviously, but there's also the rumor that Triple H will enter as number 30 into the Royal Rumble, win the match, win the championship, and then go on to defend against Roman Reigns again at WrestleMania, or I say again, defend the championship against Roman Reigns at WrestleMania, which I could see some credence to. I could see some validity to that, and I know that some are probably rolling their eyes at me right now. I don't necessarily want to see that happen, but if you want to build up to a big happy ending for WrestleMania, where the underdog, so to speak, comes in and wins. And I don't know that Roman Reigns is an underdog, but you guys know what I'm saying here. The good guy walks out as champion, which typically happens at WrestleMania. It doesn't always happen. There have been a few instances where the bad guy or the heel has walked out with the gold, but I will say this, it is unpredictable, and I like that. It'll be interesting to see, you know, where the storylines lead us to, because there are so many different possibilities and scenarios. Of course, Daniel Bryan's name has been thrown out. Reigns has been thrown out to retain the championship. Triple H, Brock Lesnar. Who's it going to be? Well, we'll find out here very soon. Also happening at the Royal Rumble, a last man standing match between Dean Ambrose and Kevin Owens for the Intercontinental Championship. I like both of these guys a lot. I think there's no reason to not have Ambrose retain the championship. Owens moves on then to feud with Brock Lesnar, and then, in my opinion, should go on to feud with Roman Reigns or whoever the World Heavyweight Champion is for that spring, early summer setup. And then that would give time for guys like Randy Orton, John Cena, and hopefully Seth Rollins to return. But again, time will tell. I'm playing crystal ball here, and who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? A couple of last-minute notes, because right now that's the only two matches that have been announced for the Royal Rumble. It's the last man standing match and, of course, the Rumble match itself. Kofi Kingston not announced for the Rumble match yet, but be interesting to see if he is in there. Will he do the fancy elimination or you know, preventing the elimination like he's done in years past? Kofi has kind of become... That's kind of become his signature for the Royal Rumble, but now that he is full-blooded heel with the New Day, or perceived heel, I think fans do dig the New Day. It'll be interesting to see what they do if Kofi is even in the Royal Rumble match itself. Chad and I will, of course, have analysis in next week's episode, episode 61 of My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast. We'll stay up. I'll stay up late, for me anyway, and watch the Royal Rumble. I am taking the next day off of work, so we will be able to have a fresh new episode that is topical on the Royal Rumble results. And we want to hear from you as well. Be sure to weigh in on the My 1-2-3 Cents Facebook page. Also Twitter, it's at My123Cents. And you can also reach out to us via the blog, My123Cents.com. And of course, there's also the YouTube channel and everything right here on jitterymonkey.com. So, without any further ado, let's get to our interview with Heath Hatton.
It's my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo!
Hey everyone, I am actually on location at Gold's Gym in Marion, Illinois once again for this episode, and kind of taking a break from the traditional wrestling talk, although we will mix or infuse a little bit of wrestling chat with this conversation. I am with my friend Tyler Hatton. Wrestling fans know him as Heath Hatton, and WWE fans may remember him as Jay Hatton, who wrestled Ryback at Extreme Rules 2012. But you can go back and listen to more of that interview in episode 11 of My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast. But Tyler is also a personal trainer, and he works here at the Gold's Gym as the general manager. And Tyler, it's a new year, lots of people wanting to get in shape, myself included. And what's your advice for someone taking that first step, whether they are someone who is already kind of in shape or wanting to really start over with themselves?
The first thing I always tell everybody is you have to commit. And it's kind of like, it's a bad analogy, but I use it all the time with people. You're either committed to being like a Christian or you're not. You know, there's no one foot in, one foot out. And so once you commit, you commit. And then, you know, which that's a real bad analogy and it upsets people, but it's the way. Fitness is the same way. So my advice to everybody is simply you have to get through the first 6 weeks, get in a routine, and then from there it's easier. And, you know, meal planning and exercising go hand in hand. You can't have one without the other. So you can't diet and eat clean and have a muscular physique, and you can't work out and eat bad and have a muscular physique. They go hand in hand.
And you mentioned the six-week thing, and for me, that's been probably part of the key here is, you know, last year I had committed myself to doing the Triple H WWE Bodywork Series, and it's a four-week program. And once the 4 weeks was over, you know, you can restart it, but I lost that desire to do it, I guess. I've been sporadic with the DDP yoga. I promise I'd keep the wrestling theme going here, guys. So I think for me, and you know, I would imagine there are others who are like me, coming here to Gold's and working with you and having some direction, I guess, if you will, has been the key to, and we're only 2 weeks into the new year, but I feel like I've been here, you know, 4 days a week, and I'm eating a heck of a lot better than I ever have. What's your advice for people who maybe don't have an opportunity like I do to come to Gold's Gym and get the advice and the training from someone like you?
Well, luckily, like, I don't give you any special treatment that I don't give anybody else. So I get here at 6 a.m. or before, and I'm here till 7 o'clock at night. Anybody who asks me for advice, I always give it. I work here. I don't make, and you know, it's kind of like you probably at the station. You don't make as much money as you want to make. Mm-hmm. You do it for the job.
Sure.
And so I work here for the job. It's kind of like, you know, wrestling. We'll go back to it. I don't wrestle because I make a crap ton of money. I wrestle because I enjoy wrestling. So that being said, if you go to a gym, like, I advise anybody, go to a gym that is staffed and that has people there that care and help. Luckily, in Marion and in Carbondale, the only gym that has that is Gold's. And so, me being general manager, I hire people that have that mindset, that can help and want to help. So by coming here, you get that. So there's never, no such thing as a dumb question. For instance, somebody came up to me earlier this, you know, when the New Year's resolution people hit, a guy came up to me and he said, like, okay, what do I do? And I said, well, go get on the elliptical and warm up. And he looked at me and he goes, what's the elliptical? So there's no such thing as a dumb question.
Yeah.
So my advice to you is don't be afraid to ask. My favorite story to tell is I signed to play college baseball and run cross country, and I had no clue how to work out, none whatsoever. And they gave us a list of workouts to do. And I can remember sitting at SIC in the weight room on the computer at 11 o'clock at night after everybody left, Googling workouts. And back then it was dial-up. Mm. And I had to wait about 5 or 6 minutes for each workout to pop up. So while the next one was loading, I'd go do the one that just showed. Mm. And then I'd come back and look. So everybody starts somewhere. I didn't have the luxury of going to a Gold's Gym, so I had to ask, and I had to buy magazines, and I went up to guys that looked like they knew what they were doing, and I asked.
Now, you, obviously, when we met, I guess it was probably 2010, 2011 with All-American Pro Wrestling, and back then, I mean, you were in good shape, comparatively speaking, to a lot of people. You have really metamorphosed into, you know, we joke about it on social media a lot, but I mean, you do have the abs. You have that look of a professional wrestler that I think a lot of people have in their minds. Now, obviously, it was not an easy road. You just talked about what you did in the early days with the dial-up on the internet and whatnot. But how do you maintain that positive attitude that, you know, because I think people especially in this day and age, we expect instant results. And, you know, you said the six-week commitment obviously is the minimum. How did you stay positive and stay focused and go beyond that 6 weeks and continue to build the body that has become that of Heath Hatton?
Like I said, you have to jump in and commit. Abs, like you, I saw you post, abs are made in the kitchen. And that is true to some form. Diet is a lot of it for abs. But you have to work out. You have to build the muscles around it like we've been doing with you. You know, your body metabolizes by the more muscle you have, not by the more cardio you do. So it's very important for me when I wanted to do it, and I'll never tell him to his face, and hopefully he doesn't listen to this, but my boss, Shane Smith, when I started working here, he knows more about nutrition and working out than, you know, probably most of the people on the planet. He's probably forgot more than I've learned. And so I got with him, and I mean, he still has worked with me to this day, and I owe a lot of the Heath Hatton body and the stuff that I've gotten from him, because, you know, like I said, you always try to find, you know, people come to me for knowledge and ask me, and I go to him. Mm-hmm. So it's always finding somebody better, and he was always so good at motivating me, and he taught me everything I know about nutrition. And I've learned that, you know, Sunday night I ate enough pizza for probably 10 people, and, you know, this morning I had a six pack, and it's all about building up for those bad meals and then building afterwards. And so I know when I'm going to eat bad, I got to prepare myself for it, and then I got to prepare myself after it. And does everybody have to do that? Does everybody got to look like Heath Hatton or John Cena or Shane Smith? No, and we get that. Not everybody wants to look like that. But what I preach and I push is, like, I want you to feel good when you're 50. And I want you to feel good when you're 60. And I want you to feel good when you're 40. And so, you know, it's basically getting in here, learning how to do it, and just committing and making it part of every day.
And you talked about having pizza and having that cheat meal. And I have read that, you know, you don't have to completely give up the things you like. You just, if you have that cheat meal once a week or that cheat day or whatever you want to call it, it's actually better for you in the long run, because you're less likely to then go through withdrawals and then one day just sit there and binge for 3 or 4 days on these kinds of things. Do you agree with that or not?
Yeah. So what I tell every client I've ever had, now I prepare my food a lot of times, which, you know, I'm half naked in underwear in front of people. So that's why I do it. Not everybody's like that. Every client I've ever had, I've told them one thing. If you start out trying to diet, and I don't call it diet, I call it eating healthy. If you try to start out with this hardcore diet, I'm not going to cheat for a month, or I'm going to do no carbs for 30 days, you're going to fail. I bet you $100. The key to this, I tell everybody, go as long as you can without eating bad. Mm-hmm. If it's 4 days, shoot for 6 days next time. If it's 3 days, shoot for 5 days. Try to go as long as you can without eating bad. And if you don't know what's eating bad, if you look at something and you say, is this bad or not, it's probably bad. Don't eat it. So that's my number one rule. If you're at McDonald's, it's bad. So, you know, they have healthier choices, but it's still not the best choice.
Yeah. And what would you say, you know, because you've been doing the training and working here at Gold's for quite some time now, what would you say is one of the most common mistakes that people make when it comes to either exercise or nutrition? Because you see a lot of people post things on social media and they feel like, you know, because they've been doing it for a little while, they're a so-called expert. But I would imagine there's a lot of misinformation going out as well.
I think the number one thing, and you touched on it, it was your problem last year. People think because I ran 8 miles today or I worked out today, I can eat bad or it's fine. And it's not. We can never burn off. Shane's big message to me always has been, you cannot outwork a fork. So the fork can add more damage to you than anything. So a lot of people will come in here and have a really good workout and then leave and go eat pizza. And you completely, and it's the truth, you washed away that workout.
Yeah, and that's been, you know, I mentioned that in a blog over at my123cents.com that, you know, I ran a marathon last year, I ran a half marathon, I was a part of a relay race, I did all this training, but then I also justified my poor choices when it came to eating. And I've noticed in the last few weeks, I have remained pretty committed to not eating any sweets, which is hard for me because I do have a big sweet tooth. And I've eaten a lot more fruits and vegetables, and I've always drank a lot of water, but I'm drinking even more water now. So I totally get what you're saying in that regard as far as trying to outwork I like that saying, you can't outwork a fork. But do you think that people sometimes when it comes to making those meal choices, where are we failing? Should we be eating carbs? Should we not be eating carbs? Is sugar okay to have from time to time? What are your thoughts on those kinds of things?
Okay, so that's like a whole long process, but basically, when you eat a meal, Shane Smith always has taught me, where's the protein, where's the carbs, and where's the fat? Now you have, you know, slow digestive carbs, etc. You know, you have bad carbs, you have good carbs, bad fats, good fats. Yeah, that's a lot, but basically your body needs carbs. You don't ever cut out carbs. You know, sweet potatoes, rice, oatmeal, those are good carbs your body needs. And, you know, just a while ago I walked by and Shane was working with somebody on nutrition. Your body is like a car, and a car needs fuel. Your fuel is food. And so, you know, we have to feed our car as much throughout the day as we can to keep it running. So everybody should be eating 5-6 times a day, hungry or not, and it should be good meals. It should be good quality meals, you know, and it should, every meal should have a protein, a carb, and a fat. And so, you know, 3 big meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then during the breaks, have a protein shake with some kind of carb, oatmeal, granola in it, etc. And that's how we get through the day, so our body stays up, our metabolism stays up.
Now, I am going to be 43 this year. I'm obviously middle-aged, and I have tried several years. I've done this quest for, you know, Operation Find My Abs, and I've always told myself, if I don't do it this year, I'm going to miss the opportunity. I'm going to be too old for this. I am realistic enough in my expectations to know that I am not going to look like a WWE superstar. I am not going to look like Heath Hatton. But does age factor into any of this? I mean, is it possible to be over 40 and have, you know, a six-pack abs, or, you know, increase your muscle mass?
I mean, you ever seen Triple H? I mean, you know, or even Shawn Michaels, I mean, Kane, you know, they, you know, back to wrestling, but you see a lot of guys over 40 with abs, and it's never too old, and in my opinion. And I've worked with people that are in their 40s that have, you know, six-pack abs, and a lot of it is genetics, but you can get there, and anybody can get there, and anybody can. In my opinion, you can look any way you want to look. It just depends on how much you want to invest in it.
And I guess the first thing, though, is to take that first initial step and realize that there are resources out there. There are things that you can do. Not only, you know, we're talking a lot about the aesthetics of it, but there's a lot of health involved in this as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's my number one thing is to get people healthier. I don't really, you know, you got guys, I want to be big buff bodybuilders or whatever, but I mainly work with people that are like, don't let me die, or I don't want to die earlier, I want to see my grandkids. So that's really what we're motivated, and people don't think that with the name Gold's Gym, but that's really what my focus is. I really, like, I enjoy seeing people change, and I enjoy seeing people get to where they want to be, and I invest a lot of time in it. You know, that's, you commit to me, I'll commit to you.
All right, well, that's the health and nutrition portion of the podcast, and I'm just going to put you on the spot real quick here. Royal Rumble coming up very soon. Any idea? The WWE Championship, of course, on the line as Roman Reigns defends. You got a winner in mind? Who do you want to see walk out as champ?
I don't even have an idea. If I was to guess, it's going to be a surprise. My money's going to go on Roman Reigns. I don't see why you built him up, why you take it off. Roman Reigns, surprise winners would be like a Daniel Bryan. I could see him doing a surprise, or like a Randy Orton, maybe a surprise win, but I'm really banking on Roman Reigns. They've spent so much time and effort on bringing back Vince and having him take out Triple H. My hope, and I'm just going to put this out there, my hope and my prayer is, and I don't think it's going to happen, but it's what I'm banking on and I'm hoping how it happens, I'm hoping Triple H returns and wins it. So that's my sleeper pick. The smart pick is Roman Reigns. My wishful, hopeful praying is Triple H comes back and wins it.
All right. I like the Roman Reigns pick already. Tyler, Heath Hatton, thanks so much for joining us on this episode of My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.